paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Maggie Lawrence joins us from WJAX-TV in Florida. Is it Jacksonville that you're from, Maggie? Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm doing well. I'm glad to be here. It is WJXT in Jacksonville.
In Jacksonville. So tell me exactly where that is, where your station is, where you're... Tell me a little bit about that town.
Sure. So I am born and raised in a small town right outside of Jacksonville, and I've been working for the station that I grew up watching for about 10 months now, but I'm very familiar with the area. Our station is located more so of inland Jacksonville. It's a huge city. If you wanted a little fun tidbit about Jacksonville, it's the biggest landmass city in the U.S., just not population-wise, obviously. Big city, so we're not located near the beaches where all of this was happening. We're about 30 minutes inland away from the coast, but we cover a huge area of northeast Florida and southeast Georgia. So we got a pretty diverse area of Florida that we're covering up here.
Quick question. Have you been to the beach lately?
I have been to the beach lately. I am the weekend night reporter. I work 2 p.m. to about midnight, so I have been there multiple times throughout the weekend, right when they reopened for the 5 o'clock hour when the beaches reopened.
Okay, so I saw some video of that. I want to know what it was really like. Tell me what you saw and what's going on there and what the general attitude is after this. Maggie Lorenz is a reporter with JXT TV in Jacksonville, Florida. She has been at the beaches following the fact that Florida's relaxed some of the beach rules, at least in her in that town, or at least in the coast nearest to Jacksonville. They're back at the beach. Maggie, you said you were there over the weekend. What did you see?
Well, John, there has been some misconception as to what's, you know, going down here in Jacksonville, and you've seen the hashtags that have been circling on social media, Florida morons. Of course, we don't want to be associated with that. We don't want to be the home place of the Florida morons here in Jacksonville. So, yes, all weekend I was going out to the beach, and that was the whole topic of what I was reporting. This is what you're actually seeing. This is what's going on down here. So when I was there Saturday evening. I was there Sunday evening as well. I want to make it clear I was not there Friday when it first reopened, which was the busiest day of the weekend. But Saturday, we still saw hundreds of people that flocked out to the beach, as well as Sunday, which had a little bit of a thinner crowd. The mornings were less so, and I know that because of our beach cams, we had that live footage. We were rolling on 10 in the morning Saturday and then 10 in the morning on Sunday as well. And there were a good amount of crowds, but nothing like the evening. So when I was down there, 5 o'clock p.m., 6 o'clock p.m., that was the main hour right after it reopened on Saturday and Sunday. We did see a lot of people. If you're seeing those crowded images on social media, that's because it was crowded down there. I can say firsthand that I saw groups of people that, for the most part, they did keep moving. They did keep walking down the beach. And if they did pause at all, there was law enforcement to kind of shuffle them around. So there wasn't any huge crowds that we were seeing. Definitely none of the big gatherings, 25, 30, 40 people that we would normally see at the beach. But the issue was we were seeing some people that would sit on towels. They brought their towels. They brought their lawn chairs. I guess, you know, this first weekend it was maybe a trial. They didn't.
She just jumped out. Let's get her back on. You know, and here's the next question I have for her. And my understanding is that they do have rules about that. You can't sit down. You can't relax. So it was funny because when they said, here are the rules for how to interact at the beaches in Florida. You have to be swimming or walking or jogging or surfing. You have to be doing something. I thought, well, that's what everybody does at the beach. But what people also do at the beach is just lie there or sit there. And that you cannot do at the beaches. There's no lying or sitting, which you may want to do at the beach as well. I guess the idea is that there's a higher probability that we'll transfer the virus one to another for both sitting on a beach towel. Are they monitoring 6-foot social distancing?
Well, but if you're sitting on a beach towel 15 feet from someone else,
yeah,
right?
I thought it was kind of curious that, you know, we can all walk amongst each other, but we can't sit on a beach towel.
And if we're walking along the beach, we're all walking along the narrow trail where the waves meet the sand. right? So we're naturally together there, whereas if we're sitting on a towel...
And we're far enough apart, we're
20
safe.
Feet up in the sand.
I could guarantee it. Maggie's back on a phone line. Hey, Maggie, are you there?
Hey, John, I'm here. Sorry about that.
It's okay. So it was just an interesting point. So if you're moving, you're okay, but you can't sit on your beach towel. That's the rule, right?
That's correct. You got to keep moving. The whole point of the beach reopening, according to the beach's mayor, to Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry, is that you have to keep moving. The beaches were reopened for exercise purposes, and we did see a lot of it. We really did. We saw people that were just walking on the beach, walking down to the water, riding their bikes and everything. The issue was when people would bring volleyball nets and they'd bring spike ball. We saw a little bit of that, where that requires you to stay in one area of the beach, and even though yes, technically you're staying active, the whole point is to not stay in one spot. And again, I'm not a healthcare professional. I'm not a medical professional. I don't know if that's right or wrong. I'm just observing the fact that this weekend we did have law enforcement going up and down, making sure that people were moving and they would break up those volleyball camps, those people sitting on their towels, to make sure that they were moving forward.
Did people have face masks on at all?
Not a lot of them. Really not too many that I saw, which I was a little bit surprised about. It's not anything that I guess that people thought that they needed to out in the fresh air. I saw a handful of people, but that was about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird to imagine you need a face mask at the beach, but these are strange times.
Right.
So here in Chicago, you know, our lakefront is closed. We wouldn't be in Lake Michigan anyway. It's too cold. But people are walking in the streets and sidewalks. They were walking on trails or shared areas. And in some ways, I think our experience in Chicago is like it is in Florida, where people can gather and walk, they do. And sometimes you look down a street and there's a lot of people out there passing each other as they go by. But it's never so dense as those images on the beach. You look at the beaches there and you just go, oh my God, people, what are you thinking? And I've wondered this, though. Maybe if you shoot a long lens all the way down the beach, it looks like more people than it actually is. It's not that densely crowded. I don't know if you can kind of help me gauge how crowded it was. People were walking side by side, though, right?
They were, and the photo that has been circulating on national media, the one that everyone's been seeing on social media, is that Getty image photo that shows the crowds of people that they look like they're right on top of each other. Yeah. But as you mentioned, it's all about camera lens. It's all about perspective. You know, those are high-grade cameras. Those are quality cameras. And if it's a professional photographer taking that, it does add a level of compression to the photo. So that's why all weekend we've been showing you different perspectives. We had our Sky4 helicopter over the beach. We had our beach cameras that overlook the beach. We shot it on our iPhones from an eye-level perspective. And each photo makes the crowd look a little bit different. But I just want to make it clear that these beaches were crowded. For all the people that are saying it's not as bad as it seems, it wasn't as crowded, there weren't as many people, I was there, and there were hundreds of people by the Jacksonville Pier, which I do want to specify does exist. So many people are saying on social media that, oh, this photo must be 2 years old because you can see the pier in the background and that got destroyed by the hurricane. The Jacksonville Beach Pier most certainly does exist. I was there this weekend, saw it with my own eyes. I live in Jacksonville. I can confirm for anyone that's not from here that it did not get completely destroyed in the hurricane, just parts of it, and they have been rebuilding it over the last couple of months. It's there. It exists.
I saw a video of people outside the gate as they opened it up, and they had American flags and American swim trunks, and they were chanting, open the beach, or something like that. And I thought maybe their motivation is to exercise and enjoy the sun, but maybe it's to make a statement. There's a lot of people that want businesses opened up, and by golly, they don't like the government telling them what to do. I wonder what the motivation is of these beachgoers. Is it to be at the beach, or is it to sort of defy the government or people telling them what they can and can't do?
Well, I can't speak for everyone in this area, but I do know that if you're from Florida and you are used to just the weather we have and the beach access that we have year-round, you do get a little more stir crazy than usual, knowing that you don't have access to that. So the comments that I've been seeing from people on our articles reaching out to us on social media, a majority of it is just they want to be able to go to their beaches. I think there is that handful that does want to use it to make a statement. For the most part, when I'm down there covering stories, the people that approach me safely from a distance, they tell me that they're just glad to be on the beach. But I do want to reiterate that the crowds were bad enough that I spoke to one woman. She was down there. She had a special needs daughter that she was with, and they were wearing face masks. They were on bicycles, and, you know, we were just kind of chatting a couple feet apart, and she told me that she was getting off the beach. They were down there for 2 minutes, and she said, we had no idea the crowds were going to be like this. We just got on. We're getting off, and I ran into her as she was exiting the beach because she felt unsafe.
See, that's what we've run into, too, here, Maggie. Maggie Lawrence is on a phone line. She's a reporter from Jacksonville at WJXT-TV. And there have been times where my wife and I go out and we turn around just because our neighborhoods are, you know, in the city neighborhoods of Chicago, very densely populated. And everybody goes out if it's sunny and warm. And it can get so crowded that you say, okay, I'm at the Jacksonville Beach. I just ain't got no water here. You're passing people left and right. You're walking around on the street. And I guess you can manage that. But if it's no fun, if it doesn't bring you any comfort, then you don't have to do it. What's the temperature been there? What's the weather been like?
Oh, it's been beautiful. It's been so gorgeous. At least today it is. The weekend, we did have some rain that I believe kept some people away from the beach that would have normally been there when it reopened it.
Yeah, no, but we're trying to figure out a way to feel worse about all of this. So we need a number. What's your temperature?
Give me the high and low and the sunshine.
Oh, so it is 11:54 our time here, and it is 80 degrees and pure sunshine right now. And
that's
for the lows, it'll get down to 72.
Thanks a lot, John. Good idea. And are they only opening up the beach for certain hours? It seemed to me like in the middle of the day, I read that it was closed.
That's correct. So they're open in the mornings from 6 until 11 a.m., and then they're closed for a period, and then they reopen in the evening from 5 to 8. And then we haven't had any issues. It's up to law enforcement, lifeguards, and beach patrol to kind of make sure that people get off the beach at that time. And according to the sheriff's office here, the beach agencies, they said that they've had no issues really just making sure people get off the beach. So that's good news, at least.
That's interesting. So from 6 to 11 in the morning, the beach is open, and then from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., the beaches are closed, exactly when you really want to be
correct
there. And then from 5 to 8, they open it back up. In the in-between time, they Purell the beaches. They actually come by and wipe down all of the sand and waves. Is that correct?
They're just making sure nobody's out there. I think that the point is to just really rehash that it's meant for exercise. And I guess in the city's minds, those are more, less scorching hot hours of the Florida sun to be out there. So I guess that's maybe where that came into play, was it was the early morning hours and then the sunset hours that they're letting people down there to exercise. Again, that's the whole point of all of this, which we haven't seen a ton of people that truly are only wanting to get on the beach to exercise. They just want to be out there in general, but that was why the mayors made the decision they did, is for to open it up for recreational movement.
Yeah. I'll bet there's pressure on your mayor or whoever is the decider down there to open up the bars and restaurants too. What are you guys doing? Can I go into a bar or restaurant in Florida?
No, you cannot go. Well, okay, so you can go in and you can order. If you're getting takeout, you can technically walk inside. They don't have the doors locked, and you can place an order and then carry it out. But for the most part, the norm down here has just been calling ahead, curbside delivery, and then takeout orders. So as of right now, nothing's open to actually sit down in. All of the indoor, seating areas and even the outdoor patios are closed. Thing, but you can still order
that way here too. Is there some pressure? What are you hearing about opening them up for in restaurant dining?
I think that a lot of people were even surprised by the beaches reopening as soon as they did. So I haven't seen a big push for them to reopen the bars and restaurants as soon as the beaches. I think, if you're going to make the beach argument, that's because it's outdoors, there's fresh air, you're keeping moving and all that. But I think that people are a little bit more cautious about indoor facilities because all that air is trapped inside of there. You're closer to people sitting at tables and standing at the bar waiting. So I haven't seen a big cry for people to reopen bars and restaurants just yet.
Maggie Lawrence in Jacksonville. So you saw those images of the people crowded on the beaches. And she said, yeah, the beaches were crowded. Hundreds and hundreds of people. They're open again today, up to 80 degrees and sunshine right now. And between 11 and 5, they won't be open. But later on this afternoon, I guess actually it's just 9:57 your time. So you've got another hour of beach time and then again this evening, right?
Oh, you were close. It's 11:57 our time. We're Eastern time.
Oh, that's
so
right.
We're,
I'm going the other way. Yeah,
we're later
yeah
in the day from now.
So they're closed for now. Maggie,
yeah,
good
but-
to Good to talk to you today, Maggie. Stay well, stay warm, stay safe, and maybe we'll bump into you again. This has been interesting.
Thank you, John, for having me. I'm happy to help.
Yeah, you sure did.